The question was asked, why do we have to find over and over again indications in the Torah that Hashem loves us? And indications that take time, like the enumeration of the Jewish people, time and again. The enumeration of our traveling, time and again. So, there are different answers to this question. Maimonides, to an extent, was bothered with this question in the third section of the Mor Nevuchim, the 50th chapter. Not that I remember Mor Nevuchim by heart, but I happen to have looked it up tonight. Maimonides, to an extent, was bothered with this question, and I don't want to give you his answer, even though in our Parsha class we'll discuss his answer a little bit. Our Parsha class of Matos Masei, year 5770, for those listeners who hear this 10 years down the road. But I want to offer a different interpretation, which we could say is a vort. I don't know if it's true in Pshat, but I think the message is so important that although I usually stay away from things that I don't have a basis for in Pshat, this one I'm willing to say. In a nutshell, the idea is that we discussed on different occasions that the idea of peace is unnatural. The nature of the world is that there's conflict, and so for things to connect is difficult. Even in heavens, we are taught that God has to make peace between the angels. Oseh shalom bimumav. God makes peace in the heavens. And to a certain extent, love is like that too. A husband who doesn't tell his wife numerous times during the day, I love you, has a problem. And he has to find new ways of saying it. And he has to find new angles of saying it. A parent who doesn't tell his child how much he treasures him has a problem. And by the way, children should also say to their parents. Parents have to hear it too. You guys are at an age where you could say it back already. Don't expect your kids to tell you. But I think that when a person takes time and gives the message over in a way that shows, you're really important to me. I'm going to count each and every one of you. Each one of you is important to me. And the numbers of how many are in the tribe of Yehuda is vitally important to me. And where we traveled, and the travelings are especially important because here you have a people that were being punished in these journeys. 20 out of the 40 were a punishment, but they were a healing process. And when you review a punishment with a child and you say, here, you remember how hard it was here, and here we traveled here, and here we traveled there, it's an important message. So although I don't think this answers your question in Pshat, but I think that the message is still a very important message. And I think the nature of people within a relationship is to always doubt the relationship. I think it can even be that way with a tremendously good and kind place like Machon Meir, where I was shocked, but I've heard people question the motives of what's going on here. I don't know how you could do that, but I guess if you could do it between a husband and a wife, and if children can say it about their parents, then I guess people could also say it about a place like Machon Meir. I guess it shouldn't bother me so much. The nature of the human being is to think that maybe the other one doesn't really like me. Maybe they don't really love me. What did they gain from it? What did they see? What's their catch? What am I missing here? And just this peace is something that's unnatural, and it's something that needs a certain godly intervention. I think that also love is something which, in order to be consistent, requires constant strengthening. And therefore, I'm not so bothered if the message has to be reiterated four times through the Torah. I seem to remember, I'm not sure this is true, but I think there's a midrash that describes the Torah as a love contract with Am Yisrael. Like the whole Torah is that. Maybe we can interpret the midrash of Moshe and the Luchos that way. This is our engagement. This is our ksuba. The midrash says it about the Aser Sedibros, but I seem to remember there's a midrash about the whole Torah being that way. So, you know, Am Yisrael often questioned whether God loves them in the desert and after the desert. In the time we were in Israel and in the time after we were in Israel when we were exiled. I'm not sure it should bother us so much if the Torah takes a few places to tell us, you're important, each of you are important to me. But again, this is a vort. I don't know. In pshat, there are